So I actually started the business Northwest Goods in summer 2018 as a way to promote Northwestern Ontario. I just saw there was kind of a gap in that market. So I started the business with dreams of one day opening a retail location, and that was made possible this past October when I opened my store in Dryden. I knew full well going into it that a lockdown was possible again, but, you know, we had really minimal cases in this area and things seemed to be going pretty well over the summer. So, you know, I didn't really see what is happening now to happen again. So it's just been frustrating over the last couple weeks to kind of see this lockdown ongoing and kind of keep getting extended.
What has that meant for your business? How has this affected you?
So I think mainly for me, and I think that I can say probably for a lot of other small businesses who were open even before COVID was a thing, I think it's just more about, you know, we're getting kind of burnt out trying to figure out ways to sell our products when we're not allowed to actually have customers in our store. I've seen it even in Dryden locally, where a few stores, they just kind of aren't really advertising anymore about products. They just, it's just kind of like a feeling of defeat. We try to come up with ways to be more creative, you know, takes extra work to promote products through social media and on websites. And honestly, like, I think a lot of small business owners are just kind of over it. And, you know, there's only so much we can do to sell products without people coming into our stores. So I guess, like, I don't know, like, some days it's kind of like, what's the point in having a store open anymore? And I think, honestly, if it keeps going, like, it could mean small business closures, and the only thing that's going to be left are the big box retailers that are allowed to operate with really no restrictions at all other than capacity restrictions.
We don't know what the next step is. So what do you want from the governments moving forward? How can they assist small businesses?
I think that it's really just about more clarity, and, you know, that regional approach that we were in before Christmas was great. Like, it really worked for our area because we're not Toronto, as most people who live here know. We're not Southern Ontario. We're completely different from them. We live a completely different lifestyle. You know, that approach was great, and I think it was working really well, especially with the color-coded system. You know, we really shouldn't be in a lockdown right now with our case numbers. So I think just more, like, clarity on that, like maybe a definitive answer that we're going to go back to a regional approach and not kind of put us back into a lockdown. I've heard we were put into the lockdown to show solidarity with the rest of Ontario, which is, I don't know, if you think if it were to be reversed and the cases were skyrocketing in Northern Ontario and not in Southern Ontario, it's hard to imagine that they would show solidarity for us.
And we must stress that when you were open, small businesses like you are following all the health guidelines, all the social distancing and stuff like that.
Exactly, yeah. And honestly, I think for the small businesses, because we just don't get the amount of customers like those big box stores do every day, so it's easier for us to follow those guidelines and even just, you know, allowing one person in at a time and, you know, disinfecting everything that they touch, even saying to them, you know, refrain from touching the products. It's just so much more to keep control in our small businesses. We just, you know, it's just more of a one-on-one customer service compared to those big box stores. I just find it silly that we can't allow one person into our store, but we can go into a Walmart, for example, with 200 plus other people, and, you know, there's really very few restrictions in place, and it doesn't seem like they're being policed very well, the restrictions that are supposed to be in place there. The fact that I've been trying to get, like, answers to these questions, and I've been trying to contact, you know, local leaders, our elected officials, and you know, I think a lot of other people are starting to kind of make noise now and trying to get answers, and we're just not hearing from our elected officials on what they've been doing to help us here. You know, there's only so much that the financial aid can do. It's just not a way to continue a business. Like, it doesn't provide us with an opportunity to grow or provide for our own future. So yeah, I think we're just looking for answers in this part of Ontario as to why we're still being put in these the same restrictions as other places in the province.